Sister Spade here, and please don't be touching that dial. One of the signs and consequences of a corrupt, decadent, and extravagant society and economic system, and you can throw politics in there too, is that all the money is going to be in just a few hands, and the rest of the crumbs will be dispersed among the population. And this wealth that is in the hands of the minute few bloodlines is used only to promote their own interests and make the rest of society, get this, even poorer. And this, my friends, is exactly what we're seeing in the world today, that the 1% of the world is getting ever more richer and the 99% struggling to survive, struggling for existence. However, when the Qa'im, may Allah hasten his reappearance, arrives, he will essentially bring back the entire balance of the economic system to such a degree that not only will there be no need anymore, no economic deficit, if you will, but we're going to have a hard time if we can even find someone to donate charity too, because there will be no needy at that time. Imam Barker, our fifth Imam, alayhi salam, has said, Imam Mahdi will treat people equally such that there will be found no one who is needy. Again, the subject of justice we see here. It is the just distribution of wealth that will bring about this economic, not only balance, but complete abundance. Along these lines, Imam Barker, alayhi salam, has said, when the Qa'im of the Prophet's family will rise, he will distribute things equally and will deal with people justly. So if any of us have been weaker than we ought to be in our charitable activities and distribution of sadaqah, zakat, etc., then it's really not a joke to delay it, because there will be a time when we will look for people to give to. And now is the time that we are tested in. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.